Welcome to Cardiologic Issues in Breast Cancer, a special supplement to the Breast Cancer Update audio series. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Please join me for a very interesting journey that began at the May 2006 ASCO meeting in Orlando with a number of provocative oral plenary presentations on cardiac safety in a variety of clinical situations, and this was capped off by a stunning discussion by Memorial Sloan Kettering cardiologist Dr. Richard Steingart. Everyone who was in the meeting room that day immediately understood that not only is this now a critical issue in the management of HER2-positive patients receiving chemotherapy and trastuzumab, but also in patients with HER2-negative tumors receiving or considering anthracyclines. You might even move the timeline back another 6 months to the December 2005 San Antonio meeting when Steve Jones presented a U.S. Oncology adjuvant trial demonstrating superiority in efficacy and safety of docetaxel cyclophosphamide, so-called TC, compared to doxorubicin cyclophosphamide, the so-called AC regimen that Steve was actually fundamental in developing. The ASCO papers and the Steingart discussion alerted oncologists that much more consideration must be given to using anthracyclines, particularly in lower-risk situations, and the TC data seemed to come along at just the right time. To assess these and other key cardiologic issues, in November, I asked Dr. Steingart to join Dr. Dennis Lehman, Dr. Harold Burstein, and four medical oncologists in community practice, Dr. Patricia DeFusco, Dr. Barbara Fallon, Dr. Bonnie Gerhardt, and Dr. Richard Zelkowitz, all of whom prepared cases from their own practices where cardiologic issues became paramount. I also interviewed the faculty individually, and that itself turned into a pretty interesting tale when Dr. Slayman laid a bombshell on me during our chat right after the tumor panel discussion that in a few weeks he would be presenting the second analysis of BCIRG-006, a trial of adjuvant trastuzumab with more mature data. As a result, for the final interview, I asked Dr. Burstein to be a reporter in San Antonio in December and meet with me right after Dr. Slayman's late-breaking spectacular that was to instantly change breast cancer practice. So here we go, beginning with Dr. Steingart, who met with me before the tumor panel to review what happened at ASCO.